Kathleen Rogers is the president of Earth Day Network, a Washington, D.C.-based organization that works with environmental activists and organizations around the world. She says the first Earth Day, in 1970, was a relatively small affair. But today, over a billion people from 192 countries gather to celebrate Earth Day and commit themselves to a healthy, sustainable planet.
Every year, Earth Day grows and grows. It's the entry point into environmentalism and into the environmental community. And our focus is particularly on the developing world and bringing them both the opportunity to engage in civic life, but also to get something done. It's about science, education, volunteerism, and advocacy. It's those four things.
Action is sorely needed in the Republic of the Gambia, where pollution from non-biodegradable waste, like styrofoam and plastics, as well as poorly managed organic waste, poses severe hazards. Matthew Leffler, a 26-year-old Peace Corps volunteer, is the co-director of Earth Day the Gambia. He's passionate about educating and organizing Gambians about the problems posed by waste.
There's no central system to take care of waste here in the Gambia. Plastics, metals, food waste, human waste, animal waste, electronic waste. People are dumping all their waste in areas that are located right in the heart of the community. There's not a lot of proper dump sites, and the government just doesn't have the resources to create proper dump sites that are far away from communities that are contained. So if you go to the Gambia, you know, in any community, it could be a city, it could be a small village, waste is simply just left on the side of the road or next to a compound, next to a garden, even next to a pump. It's simply just left to rot.
Rotting waste isn't just an eyesore. Children can get very sick from playing in roadside waste piles, and anyone can get sick when they eat animals that have scavenged in waste. Plastic waste releases arsenic, mercury, and other toxins into the soil. But Leffler says the greatest danger in the Gambia may be when waste runoff seeps into the water supply.
The country lives off the river. It's what feeds their crops, and it's for their drinking, bathing, washing, everything. And the water here is very contaminated with waste. Another issue is that it's not good for the land here. A lot of people, they grow their crops, cashews, mangoes, groundnuts, rice, maize. These are sort of how people make their livelihood here in the Gambia. But when you have waste in the land, it can make the land a lot less fertile. And when crops do grow, it can contaminate them.
Leffler and his fellow activists try to show business owners, local vendors, heads of households, and women in their gardens how to manage their waste properly and profitably. He gives one example.
An entrepreneurial organization in the Gambia called Women's Initiative Gambia. Their focus is to empower women to start their own businesses and take initiative. They gave a presentation on ways that you can take organic waste and turn it into briquettes, which can be used as charcoal. This is more fuel efficient. It doesn't release as much carbon into the atmosphere. The Women's Initiative Gambia group also showed participants of the training how to make things like handbags, or even how to take plastic and metal, and you can melt it. You can actually make tiles that you can put on the ground of your compound, essentially like a driveway.
And Leffler adds that organic waste makes excellent compost for gardens and farmland.
At the same time, it's going to be good for the environment. So that's one of our major goals, is to get some quick wins and sort of show people, you know, how they can actually benefit from their waste in real time from waste management.
Education, of course, holds the key. That's why Leffler is helping to organize several Earth Day events in the Gambia. 2,000 people are expected at a major rally at one mammoth dump site. School groups and youth organizations, local politicians, and environmental activists will participate in a beach cleanup, and a special all-day training session is on offer for select community members who will then teach others. Leffler is delighted by how easily the spirit of Earth Day is catching on in the Gambia.
People really care about their country. They see everybody as brothers and sisters, and they see the land, you know, as their home. So, you know, they want to find ways, you know, to learn. They want to find ways to find solutions that they may have not been introduced to before. Earth Day is going to be very big.
Matthew Leffler, a U.S. Peace Corps volunteer, is co-director of Earth Day the Gambia. It's just one of the partner groups in the planet-wide Earth Day network. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.